WMFO in Medford. Yes, as Bruce says, it is time for Cover Me. And the cover song that I've chosen for you today is It True? The song was written by John Carter and Mickey Most and was made popular by Miss Brenda Lee back in 1965. This cover is performed by Tennis, which are an indie pop duo comprised of husband Patrick Riley and his wife Elena Moore. They released their debut album, Cape Dory, back in January 2011. And also in July of 2011, they released this single, this cover of a Brenda Lee song, which is a very good marketing ploy. It's a quick little ditty, but it's catchy. So here is Tennis with their Cover Me feature here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah. Listen to everything so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
I'll be the nothing now.
5 WMFO, TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss, busting away into the third hour of today's show. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday afternoon as we work our way through your lunch hour. That is a tune from Michael Now, N-A-U. He's a nice, modern, crafty singer-songwriter from Cumberland, Maryland. Starting off on a solo career, Michael was the front man for a band called Page France, which I knew well when I was at WTMD in Baltimore. Also a band called Cotton Jones. His solo album is called Some Twist. It came out in June of 2017. That is called I Root. Before that, Kisses with their tune Bermuda from the Heart of the Nightlife. The story, Jonathan Brooke was coming to town. I think she's playing at the City Winery coming up in the next month or so. That is when 2 and 2 are 5 from The Angel in the House. Emily Wolf, Lionheart from Mechanical Hands. And the hour started with Tennis doing a cover of a Brenda Lee tune called Is It True?
Imagine being denied an apartment because of housing discrimination.
It's so wrong.
But who has the power to stop this?
You do. The law is on your side. If you've been discriminated against because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status. File a complaint with HUD. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
Visit hud.gov/fairhousing. A public service message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
We got music coming to you in this hour from The Police, Summer Camp, and also our Double Down feature artist, which is Major Leagues from their latest effort. Next up is a new tune from someone called Nadine. Nadine are a city, New York City rather, based poetry pop indie trio. They came together from other bands like the Phantom Posse and Ave Luna, I think are the ones I have there. The threesome is fronted by Nadia Hewlett. They just launched their record label debut full-length album, Oh My, on January 26th. This song is called Ultra Pink. It's new music from Nadine here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. 91.5. WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is just a fun tune. I just get a kick out of it. It has got such a raw, unfiltered feel to it. It's called, band is called Pale Hound, and that tune is called Sea of Blood. From a new single that is actually called YMCA Pool, Sea of Blood is actually the B-side of that. It came out on January 16th. Again, the band is Pale Hound. They are on the Polyvinyl Records label. Also in there are Steely Dan from Gaucho, released in 1980 with Hey 19. Still holds up pretty well. And Nadine got a start with Ultra Pink from their new release, Oh My. Well, Oh My, it is time for our next feature. It's called Double Down. And we've got an artist today by the name of Major Leagues. Got two tracks from them from the same release. Major Leagues, they are a mixed-gendered indie pop quartet out of Brisbane, Australia. And I've been following them since, 2013. They've been unsigned just until recently. Pop Frenzy Records signed this remarkably talented foursome in late 2016. I was really thrilled for them. They got help from the record label. Major Leagues is releasing their record label debut full-length album, Good Love. It came out on June 16th of 2017, rather. And I've been following them for a while, so it just felt good that I could make them a Double Down feature. We're going to start this feature with the album's first single. It's called It Was Always You. So this is Major Leagues as our Double Down feature artist here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
It was always you. We'll be right back.
hockey, watch them fall, and it gets light, then it gets lighter. Watch them bloom, watch them blossom, they grow higher. Not here forever, but for now, let's do whatever and then never even find something that's close to being better. Then you fall into its arms, you got bare feet out in the barn, and you know that whatever, there will never be no harm.
WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is a song from a band called, I like this, Family of the Year. And that is, I just think that's such a clever name for a band. It's from their self-titled disc that was Make You Mine. They've been around for a few years. I started following them back in 2011. That tune, Make You Mine, did get them a little traction. So I'm kind of thinking that they probably got a record deal, and that they're going to be making some more music soon. Then our Double Down featured artist, Major Leagues. Their new album, Good Love, came out in June of last year. We heard the title track, and we started the song set with It Was Always You, Major Leagues. Want to remind you about my other show? It's called Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Just the same name as this. It just happens to be on a different day. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be there this Thursday. I just realized I'm heading out of the country. Then down to Chile. So I won't be there this Thursday, but you should join it otherwise on WBRS.org. Also remind you about the new release show playlist. I posted it already at my website at tksmusic.com. Also, you can check out some free downloads that are available there, some links, and an email function if you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Next up is one of my favorite new tunes. This is Nige. And it's spelled N-Y-D-G-E. His given name is Nigel Hemme. He's from Detroit, Michigan. He released this single called Won't You Call Me in June of last year, getting a little vocal help from Kim V to produce this new single, but it's a really dynamite song. Music from Nige here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
In the right. you to know why. And don't you think we really ought to try?
Call me if you need me, call me if you want.
Music you can't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Do it for me for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. I hope you had fun too. Hope you got a new song into the deal, because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Paul Sebar and the Milwaukeeans from his outrageously good album, Upstroke for the Down Folk, with Hold Me to Your Bones. I am out of here, and I am going to Chile on Thursday, so I will not be doing a show next week, so I will see you in 2 weeks. Y'all have a great day. See you then.
Yeah.